Well, Alan, your All County Football League's got away ahead of everybody else last weekend. You've already a round of games played in all divisions, and another round again this weekend. And it goes without saying that the league in Tyrone, maybe unlike a lot of counties, is taken very seriously.
It is, Tom, and I suppose this year is a significant year because it's the 50th year of the All County League at senior level. Division intermediate and junior levels were introduced about 2 or 3 years later. So I suppose that level of consistency over that half century has really contributed to to the competition becoming very, very important and very significant for all clubs. And I think the other thing that probably helps is the fact that throughout those 50 years, changes have been probably kept to a minimum, in the sense that there has more or less always been a Division 1, a Division 2 and a Division 3 with 16 teams, and with the prerequisite relegation and promotion from those three divisions. So I think that has also contributed to the consistency and the appeal of the competition. Now, it has changed, I suppose, in line with society, in the sense that in the past, this Sunday afternoon match was seen as the be-all and end-all. Now there's obviously more of a trend maybe towards weekday matches, or Friday evening or Saturday evening matches, which leaves clubs and players free to do whatever on the Sunday. But for now, there is that sort of tradition that the Sunday afternoon, 2:15 for the reserve, 3:45 for the senior matches, it really is a winning product. And I think that has also been seen even at the start of this year with some of the results and some of the games that have taken place. And it's always a big competition to start. And I think the regularity of the games over, say, the likes during April and the start of May until the Ulster Championship is also a major advantage for Tyrone as well.
And are they well supported?
Probably not as well supported as may have been the case in the past, but certainly still fairly well supported. I think it depends. It depends a lot on what, on the actual fixture. And I was talking to somebody today, like, one of the big games this weekend is Dromore against Trillick. And Dromore against Trillick has always been, as people will know, a fairly significant derby tie. Now, over the past 15 or 16 years, Dromore have certainly held the upper hand in that rivalry, obviously due to the fact that they won three championships during that period. Now, during those years that Dromore were on top, Trillick were sort of bordering between maybe senior and intermediate during some of those years, and then obviously famously came through and won the county championship in 2015. But the one thing that struck out from that was the fact that during those years, they never met with their full quota of players in the league, because it was always usually a starred game where the county players weren't available. But this year, on Sunday, they'll meet with their full quota of players, and they'll also meet in the championship. But that game on Sunday, I think it's a home game for, I'll just check, it's a home game for Dromore. So that game at Gardram Park at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening, there will be a bumper attendance there. Now, for most of the senior games, there's fairly healthy crowds. And I suppose you usually get maybe, even at a junior match, you'll get maybe 200 or 300 at a game. And gate receipts are fairly important for clubs in terms of fundraising. And the thing about it is, the money that they get from those gates is their own money. So it's important that attendances are kept up. And I think that's the advantage in relation to the Sunday game, is that attendances are maybe a wee bit higher because there is that more free time than maybe there might be on a Friday or a Saturday.
It's obviously the second year of the April rule where you mentioned there the county players are available for their clubs. How well adhered to is that in Tyrone?
It's adhered to very well. I think Tyrone, and maybe I'm biased in saying this, but I think the whole issue of county versus club commitments maybe hasn't been as big a factor in Tyrone as it would appear to be elsewhere. But certainly in April, there has been, like last year, it went well. I think there was maybe three or four matches were played. I think the problem in Tyrone maybe comes later in the season when there's a certain quota of starred games where the county players don't play, and later in the year that can lead to a case where because officials want to get the matches played and the fixtures fulfilled, they use the starred games. So it means that, like last year, a big problem was by the time the summer came and Tyrone were doing well in the championship, there were no starred games left. So the league basically came to a halt because of that. And there were a lot of concerns that at that time that clubs hadn't played any matches. I think the period of time maybe was 8 weeks between the start of June and the start of August, and that was a concern. But at this time of year, I think Tyrone have probably got it as right as any county is capable of getting it.
Anyway, we'll get down to business. I suppose we'll leave the big game Trillick and Dromore to last. Carrickmore and Arbaugh, I suppose. Carrickmore wanting to get back to winning ways after last weekend.
Yeah, Carrickmore, I suppose, over this past couple of years, maybe have been involved in a rebuilding process. They won a minor title with a very talented team about 3-4 years ago, and they're coming again. Now, the difficulty is that while they are coming again, they're maybe not making the same impact in the league or championship as might have been the case in the past. But when you go to Columkill Park in Carrickmore, you're always going to get a tough game. And Carrickmore v Arbaugh was one of those traditional ties. Carrickmore have never been out of senior ranks in Tyrone, and certainly their game against Arbaugh will be a very interesting one, because Arbaugh are coming here on the back of a good championship campaign last year, and also on the back of a good win. They got bit by the Moy there last Sunday, but there, with the likes of Kyle Coney and David Mulgrew and boys like that, they're going to be very tough opposition. But I would expect Carrickmore to win that one.
Donnacht Moore, they lost as well last weekend. No, they won actually. They had a good win last weekend against Eglish. They're at home to Derry Laughan.
Yeah, they're at home to Derry Laughan, and Derry Laughan came up from intermediate about 2 years ago, and I think Donnacht Moore are a team that they're a fairly well established senior team at this stage. They're always capable of producing a lot of sort of talented players who have maybe experience of playing for Tyrone at minor or under 20 as it is now, or indeed senior, and they're formidable opponents at home. Right, they suffered, but I suppose that was to be expected, because Oma at Healy Park are, they retain a very strong core of the team, which won the county title in 2014 and again in 2017. So it would be no, I don't think Donnacht Moore would have been targeting a victory in this one, but they'll certainly be targeting a victory over Derry Laughan.
And are they capable of winning it?
Donnacht Moore definitely are capable of winning it. I don't think they're capable of winning the league overall or the championship, but they're certainly well capable and will probably retain their senior status by the end of the year.
And Eden Dark, they're at home against, I suppose, the story of, which has maybe gone under the radar a little, certainly outside Tyrone in recent years anyway, is Tatty Ray up in Division 1?
Yeah, that's an amazing thing about it is I mentioned earlier about the fact that this was the 50th year of the All-County League in Tyrone. Tatty Ray, the last time they were in senior was 50 years ago in 1969. Now, they got, I suppose, a baptism of fire last week against Chillick when they were fairly well beaten, but I think that was probably to be anticipated considering the presence of players like Matty Donnelly and Richie Donnelly and the Brennans. But certainly, and it's not going to be easy for Tatty Ray, but if they are to pick up points, they're going to have to pick them up against teams like Eden Dark, even though it's away. It's one that Tatty Ray will probably target and say, look, Eden Dark, fair enough, they reached the county semi-final last year, but we can beat them. And I think they'll not be beaten by very much, if at all.
Yeah. Eric Kieran got off to a winning start last weekend. They're travelling the short journey to Eglish, who didn't win, but they put up a good performance against Dromore.
They did, yeah. And I suppose Eric are the reigning champions in the league, and are certainly showing signs that they're intent on at least retaining their title this year. Now, I suppose English at home are strong enough, but I don't think that they're going to really challenge Errigal in this instance. And I think Errigal will win that and probably win it by 4 or 5 or 6 points, you know.
And as you mentioned, Killeclawer got caught by Dungannon last weekend. Or not caught, but they were defeated by them.
Yeah, they were defeated by them, and that was even with the inclusion of Mark Bradley, who is returning home at weekends for their league games. He's studying in Liverpool at the moment. And Killeclawer haven't really been, like, they won the county title in 2016. People will remember their big win over Coolaidon in that final, but they haven't really, for whatever reason, maybe for a variety of reasons, haven't been able to maintain the form that they displayed that year. Now, they still contain a very strong side, like with the likes of Tiernan and Conall McCann and a good core of those players, but finding that form has proved elusive for them. Now, at home, this is going to be one of the big games, because if Killeclawer lose again, it's by no means panic stations, but I think it sort of further highlights the worrying trend for them that they haven't been able to recapture the form of 3 years ago.
Coolaidon, I suppose, one of the teams that we'll be expecting to do well, could only manage a draw last week against Derry Laughan. They're away to the Moy.
Yeah, they're away to the Moy, and I suppose the Moy had had a big win over Arbole last week by a point. Coolaidon won't worry too much about the league, because if you remember last year, they got off to a terrible start in the league, and at one point there was even sort of a brief fear that they could be relegated. Now, that didn't happen. They recovered and they competed fairly well and finished well up the table, and of course got the momentum in the championship, which led to them winning the title. Now, Moy are going to be very strong. They always are at home. They're a team that has sort of bordered between senior and intermediate for a lot of years, and I wouldn't be surprised here if Moy won this game. But the difficulty with the Moy is when they're maybe expected to win a game like this, that's when they maybe fall by the wayside. It's that level of consistency, and especially against a team like Coolaidon, who are the county champions and who will be sort of saying, well, we want to get a first win on the board for 2019.
And is Damien O'Hagan still manager in Coolaidon?
Damien O'Hagan still the manager of Coolaidon.
Yeah,
yes,
he took over mid-season last year, didn't
he? He did, yeah, that's right, he did, and made a big difference, and I think got a lot of got a renewed focus within the team, and obviously that carried them to the title.
Yeah. Omagh, one of the sides who got off to a good start last weekend, as you mentioned, so did their opponents this weekend, Dungannon.
Yeah, and I think it's like Omagh Dungannon, it's the battle of the two big towns in Tyrone, and Dungannon came up from Division 2 last year via a playoff win over Ahayarn, and it's going to be they'll take great hope from their win over Killeclawer last week, and I think the fact that Dungannon are up there challenging in senior football is very, very important for not only for the development of the GA within that town, but I think for the development of the GA, continued development of it within Tyrone. But they're going to find it going very tough against Omagh, especially at Healy Park, because Omagh have such an array of established players, the likes of Conor Myler and Conor Clark and players like that who have consistently produced the goods, and Omagh are hard to beat at Healy Park, and I think Omagh will win this one.
So we're on to the big one, as you mentioned, the one in Garden Park in Dromore on Sunday evening. Trillick, the visitors against Dromore.
Yeah, and it's really hard to say how this one will go. I think Trillick, and I daren't say this because I'm working on the Dromore history at the moment, so I think Trillick probably are going into this game as the form team over the past couple of years. Dromore are probably in a process of rebuilding after, the sort of gradual retirement of so many of the players who led them to the three county titles that they won starting in 2007. At the same time, at Gardrum Park, Damore can't be counted out. And, you know, I just think there'll be a real needle in this game. And I think that while Chilic may have the players who are, you know, who are the big name county players at the moment, Damore still have that core of very, very steady players and very steady attackers. And, well, I don't know to put my head on the line or not, but I think Damore could sneak this one.
Yeah, because this is a chess out one, isn't it?
This is like, there's not a bigger game in Tyrone than this one this weekend, because it's a curtain raiser to the two teams we're drawn to meet in the senior championship as well. So it's a curtain raiser. It's a curtain raiser to that. It's the first sort of really big game that both teams will be at full strength, probably in 5 or 6 years. So there's not a bigger fixture, and like, there will be a bumper crowd, but as I say, the sort of the form guide would point towards Chilic, but the only thing is the form guide makes absolutely no difference when, you know, when these two meet.